B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm sick of kind of what's going on, and I think, Hoover kind of calling them out and him being the pro and, okay, I'll step back and you guys do your thing. I'll come off the bench. And I think there was a different energy last night, positivity all around the team, and everybody did their part, and Ben was all over the place.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely loving it. Ben, a couple calls ago, said he was everywhere. He looked like it almost looked like a college game, like when these guys are just sprinting up and down the court for 40 minutes. Like, Ben just never let his foot off the gas, and it was awesome to see last night, because I think the rest of the team fed off his energy, and we need that win going into the All-Star break.
It's so big, Josh, so big. I mean, it just does wonders for them, I think, well, for some of the fans. But
yeah, for us too. My buddies just said we needed that win going into the All-Star break more than they did. It's almost like the Eagles losing going into the bye week.
Right.
We live on that for 15 days.
Exactly. Now, we it's funny how we approach this team like Eagles. Right. They had the same Eagles impact on us.
Yeah. Listen, I don't get to see them too often. Luckily, now that we're in Asia, we get the satellite from ESPN New Zealand, so they show a lot of the Sixers games since you crossed over to this.
Oh,
so,
right, you're in the Ben hemisphere.
Yeah. So, really, really pleased last night. Really happy, and keep doing what you guys are doing. We're gonna be at a lot more ports. I'll check in, but it's time for sleep right now.
So, yeah, get some rest, man. Get some rest. And real quick, so you were at sea for 13 days.
That was the longest I've ever been at sea. Like,
what was that like?
It was tough because it was a low guest count anyway, and we were just dead. We were just sitting around doing nothing. There was not a lot of people playing in the casino, and it was rough. But we got to get on land today.
How was the how's the weather? Like, were you able to navigate through the bad weather?
No, there was no bad weather.
Okay.
No. It was just.
I didn't know if there was any weather as well. Because sometimes when you're at sea like that, I got a buddy of mine who was doing. He said, you got to worry about the weather. It's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. We were going really slow because we had to wait for our opportunity to berth. So we were going very slow, which means the ship's gonna rock a little bit. But right. I'm used to it. 6 years for me. So
that's awesome. All right, listen. Be safe, Josh. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Watch yourself. All right. See you, buddy. How about that?
Still amazes me what he does. I don't think I could do it. I could do it for a year. He's been doing it 6 years now. All over the place.
You couldn't do it?
No. Not for that long of a period of time. I would do it for a year. It's basically a year-long vacation.
Right.
But I couldn't do 6 years.
Right. I don't know. I could now, but because of the kids.
Right.
But I at some point probably could have done that.
I don't think I could do it.
I'd write every day and keep a journal, and it would be very interesting. Be kind of a cool life.
Yeah, it would be a cool life. And Josh kind of brought some optimistic views on the Sixers.
It's funny. I know.
Right? I'm looking at Twitter again.
Dude, we're getting killed.
I put out another tweet saying, did it help you at all? And, no, go Phillies. No, nope. And then Brett Brown must go tweeted in, no, until you prove it on the road.
Oh, my God. Go Phillies? Come on.
That was from Carshawn Wentz.
That's a good name, Carshawn Wentz. That's good. Carshawn Wentz, you'd understand. Look, it took Carson. He saw the growth in Carson over the last 4 weeks. Nick on the text board. The animal callers are bothering you today. I.e. the goose and the hawk. The goose that doesn't bother me, though. The hawk bothered me today. He said the hawk is to you who Jim from Havertown is to Mike. No, because Mike's got real hatred towards Jim.
Yes.
I don't have real hatred toward the Hawk. I like the Hawk.
Plus, Hawk tries to talk about you know, the topic. Whereas Jim, he calls Mike.
Right, just to bust his stones.
Exactly.
The Hawk is the sports guy. Like, I like the Hawk.
Yes.
Mike doesn't like Jimmy. It's 12:04. You're listening to 97.
Yeah, he feels a certain type of way about him.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station. Let's keep going. Look at Seabass checking in. It's the Seabass from Cherry Hill. What's up, Seabass?
Yo, Anthony, what's up, man? Just another animal caller doing its thing.
What's going on, man?
Hey, listen, bro. Hey, this is the first time we're talking on the phone, but we met at Cuz's Corner one time. I was wearing that sharp Eagles sweatshirt, and we were talking about my buddy Mark.
Yes. I love that sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorites, bro. And you nearly ripped my thumb off with that handshake. You know, the stories are true about you and that grip. But anyways, listen, I want to thank you because my interest with the Sixers left with AI, and I was never putting my eggs in the basket with Samuel Dalembert and Evan Turner. So, you know, once you started on the morning show, you know, you were hype about Embiid, the draft picks, this and that, and you really got my interest. So now you got... Now you're giving me something to do during the wintertime when, you know, my Eagles and men Phillies are on break.
Oh, I appreciate that, brother. I hope it, listen, I believe it's going to pay off. I do. I believe it's going to pay off.
I wholeheartedly agree as well. And I had just two questions for you. One, does Ben Simmons need to be nationally recognized as a defensive first team to get people off his back about shooting? And two, I have a kind of a different hypothetical for you. What current ex-Sixer would you want on the team that's still active in the league that would help now? Whether it's Korver, whether it's...
Drew Holiday, probably.
Drew Holiday?
Yeah, if you're going to ask me what current guy would make an impact, or actually no, Lou Williams. Lou would be the guy.
Yeah, that's my man.
Yeah, he's
cool. Yeah, I think he'd be great for locker room too.
Yeah.
But you know, and listen, I just want to say thank you for everything.
Oh, what a pleasure, Seabass.
And listen, I want to see how many more animal callers come out today. Let's all come out. Like Noah Stark over here. Let's go. Let's go, six baby.
Play the song, Andrew. Seabass wants the song, man.
That call.
Oh, he was positive. He had a positive spin on life. Seabass. Right?
I really appreciated it. He did a lot for him, too.
Well, he's Seabass, right? If he was an Italian Seabass, he'd be Bronzino.
I'm in on that.
I still go back to the Bronzino. I still rue the day. I shouldn't have did this. But I got Jimmy Butler, Mr. Tony's Bronzino, for the bus ride home.
That's right. And then he felt like he had the power to DM.
We're gonna send him some bad Bronzino next time.
He's egging on Joel.
Let's go to Derek. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Derek.
Hi, I was missed.
Yo, D, you're on the air, buddy.
Did I get missed?
No, you're on the air now. Dude, you're on the air.
Hello.
Derek.
Hello. Oh, it's me. Okay, hold on. It's me. Hold on.
Yeah, it's you, bro.
Hello.
You're on, dude.
Hello. Hello.
Dude, seriously, stop playing it. Stop playing the thing. He's listening to that. Turn your radio off.
I'm here. Hello?
You're on the air, bro.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry. I was just calling in. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Good, Derek.
How's everyone doing?
Good. I'm sorry. I called in, I don't know how long ago. I had to do some work.
Yeah, that's all right. No problem, man.
That's cool, bro. Anyway, I wanted to call about my friend Ben Simmons.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw, but maybe I'm late on this because I don't get to watch a lot of TV.
Uh-huh.
But there was a great show on about Ben Simmons yesterday. It was called Ben Simmons One and Done.
and it took him from...
Yeah, the Showtime documentary, yeah.
Yeah, Showtime, yeah, yeah. So I was watching that yesterday, and I was, you know, we talk a lot about Ben Simmons not shooting. And it's kind of like one of those, if you knew now what you knew then, or however you say it. But I looked at his upbringing, and I looked at through high school, he didn't shoot. You know, the 1 year college didn't really shoot. He's doing what he's doing today. So it appears that a lot of people think that this has all of a sudden happened. But when you look back over his career, even all the way through his high school years, he wasn't really a shooter. So, you know, his game.
Yeah,
is
yeah, but here's totally the thing, though. Honestly, Derek, he shot more than in context, in comparison. Mm-hmm. He did. And he'll shoot from the perimeter in warm-ups. It's why, in practice, it's why people think at some point he'll take more shots. It's why I actually believe he will take more shots.
I think so, too. I think so. I just think people, I mean, yeah, his game is very, very unique. And I wonder, you know, when you think about paradigm shifts, here's and the other thing that he said, which I thought was very interesting in that show, when he was at LSU, they tried to get him to go to class or whatever it was. And he made a statement. He said, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to do what everyone wants me to do, which is kind of like what's happening here, right? He doesn't want to shoot, so he's not going to do it. He's going to do it in his time. So until then, they need to utilize his skills, you know, his game that he has now, to integrate that with the team the way he's playing, which I think they did a very good job of last night.
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, I feel badly even that people are even bringing up the shooting thing. Like, when you watch the game last night, he was spectacular. Like, he was, not only did he give you 26, right? So who cares about a jump shot there? He gives you a triple-double, and he plays elite defense on Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Like, what more do you want? I grant you the jump shot, but who cares about the jump shot right now?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it put him on my old school hat. The way we used to play basketball is you shoot the ball. Well, here's a guy coming up that's being very productive, very efficient, with a new way to do that without shooting the ball. So this kid, you know, you're blessed to live in history where you see these huge shifts of things. And this is a new way of playing the game. I mean, I don't think there's...
There's been guys who have impacted the game who didn't score. Shot blockers, rebounders, Dennis Rodman. I mean, yeah, guys that weren't necessarily scorers or even shooters that impact the game. He does it a different way. Like, you know, it's not that deep. You know, my God, it drives me insane. The day after he plays this kind of game, dude, who cares about a jump shot? All right? He's in his third year. Look where he's trending, to use that word I hate. All right, let's talk about the 4 for $4 casino of choice, Tunis. That's right. You know I'm an unadulterated homer sometimes. I love all the home team 4 for $4, which is why I choose the home team Parks Casino. It's my casino sportsbook of choice. Met Seabass at the Parks Casino. Meet a lot of people at the Parks Casino. Great people. We do Cousins Corner every Thursday night. They are right in Bucks County. The only sports book run by the number one casino all of Pennsylvania, not overseas, not out of town, not on a cruise ship like the traveling croupier who's in Singapore. Right here. That's right. Right here. They have everything. And you want to watch the games, the video wall? Great. If not, you can't get there. Don't fret. They got the app. Or just go to parkscasino.com/PA. And you got all kinds of college hoops. I give you Villanova tonight. I love Villanova over Marquette, -5 tonight. They have everything. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers, live in-game betting. So many Philadelphia sports fans have already joined me in the home team, my team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook right here in the Delaware Valley. Download the app again and use promo code CUZRADIO and you get your first risk-free bet to $500. Yes, $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as a free bet in site credit. See the website for details. Use my promo code CUZRADIO. Get your first risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Hello.
12:23. Do you believe, Andrew, it's already? We say it every, at this point in time of the show, you and I always say, I can't believe it's 12:23 already.
Every day. Usually it's at the 11:50 mark, too. We're like, wow, it's 10 minutes to 12. I can't believe it's already 12. I didn't know it was 12:23. I didn't know that we passed noon yet.
But it's the impact. It's the impact that we have, that they have on us. Right now, imagine this for a second. Imagine, and look, I grant you about road and consistency. That's all right. But just imagine, because I think they're different now. I do. I think the rotation's different. I think Brett's got a handle of things now. I think it's legit. So, just imagine if it is legit. Now imagine the Flyers who played their ass off last night. They're down 3-0 early, and they don't quit. They come back 3-2. They're buzzing. Then they tie it. And they lose on a wicked slap shot, but whatever. The point is, and they start to turn the corner. They're good. Now all of a sudden we got what we wanted. We got this back. I gotta look at it like that.
Yeah, and we had a caller earlier saying how great the spring's gonna be now. Again. Right?
Yeah. The thing is, this is what I believe in. This isn't just like, you know, oh my God, I'm just being, you know, positive for the sake of being positive. I believe in the talent. Like, they're a talented team. That's what I'm looking at. That's the reason for my optimism. It's not pie-in-the-sky optimism. You know how I am. I might tell you, nah, I'm not feeling it. So I'm telling you I'm not feeling it. I believe in the talent. Flyers got legitimate talent. They're legitimate. They have good talent.
And the Sixers got more talented with the additions of Alec Burks.
Correct.
And Glenn Robinson III. Now your bench is worth being
right. There's no Nettos
for.
Or shakes.
Right. When you see the guys get up off the bench and they're about to do a substitution, you're like, here we go. Ben's got to go off for a few minutes now to breathe. This is when the other team goes on a run. Now you can actually trust the guys coming off the bench.
Right. Exactly. Let's go to Wayne. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wayne.
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Wayne?
Yo, man. I'm going to tell you what we can delete. We can delete the next person I hear talking about, I'm a coach. I don't care what little league team you coach. Don't explain to me why the team ain't doing this and that, why I can't enjoy a win when we move Horford to the bench, which is what we all said we needed. We see this team playing better. You know what? These are the kind of guys, Ant, that when you win the championship, they'll be the ones to say, but you know, I'm still worried because we can't win 3 if we play like this. I'm sick of these clowns, man. Enjoy what we got now, man. This team is ready to go, and Milwaukee better be the ones worried because if we get the 4th or 5th seed, they're out in the 2nd round. Call it what it is. They can't beat us.
I think they can get up to the 3rd seed.
I'm telling, it don't matter to me. I feel like Cleveland did. Remember when Cleveland got the 4th seed and everybody talked about how bad LeBron and them
Yes.
were, and they blew Toronto out the water in the 2nd round?
Yeah, yeah.
That's this kind of team that we have. We got too much talent. We match up too well with everybody in the East.
And they, again, when a game slows down, like there is a good defensive. They're when they play D, man, they can shut you down. That was a great ball game last night. It was good basketball last night.
And Ben Simmons, listen, Kawhi did his thing, but in the 4th quarter he had 5 points. Simmons put the clamps on him, and I got to hear Rich Butcher talk about, well, they need to trade Simmons. I'm getting sick of all these people that are outside. You know, even the new fans coming in, they weren't here during the process. They just came in to complain about where we're at now and why we're not winning it last year.
Without a doubt. I can't take these national dudes. That group that was on last night with Shaq, TNT.
I'm a
D-Wade fan. I love D-Wade, but come on, man. Stop with that group. That was horrible.
Never seen a Sixers game outside of highlights, and they want to talk about it. Get out of here.
I like it, Wayne. Thank you, brother.
Take it easy,
brother. Take it easy. Did you see that group?
Yeah, it was bad. And it was, like, awkward and uncomfortable.
It was terrible.
You got to love it. The Shaq and Barkley and Kenny Smith. Like, that's entertaining. Last night, I was like, all right. You know, I usually love tuning in before the TNT game to watch that group.
Who was it? It was Shaq?
D-Wade, Candace Parker. And I don't know who the guy who drove it was. I don't know.
I hate that dude, whoever it is.
Yeah, he wasn't entertaining.
He was horrible. Candace Parker talked too much.
Yeah, they dropped the
D-Wade
whole...
D-Wade was awkward.
Simmons and Embiid, they're not going to work together. They'll be traded. One of them's going to be gone next season.
Right. I was getting mad watching. I was
so like, low-hanging fruit. Carl's right. They don't watch anything other than highlights. You know, low-hanging fruit. Now, then again, Shaq and Charles, people claim that they do the low-hanging fruit with the Embiid being soft and being a baby stuff. But then again, it was, you know, rightfully so.
Yes.
After that game.
Yes.
Where he did look soft. And that's when the boos happen, and that's when the shush happens. And look, here we are again. We're family again. Everybody loves each other. Right?
Thank you. There it is! Look at this! Shoot, it's going down! See, oh, you missed that? Oh, you missed? Swat.
The only natural first question for you, are you the hero or the villain tonight?
I'm always going to be both. You know, I start with my city. I love my city. You know, that showed me a lot of love since I've been here. So, you know, we go through up and downs, and, you know, we learn from it, you know. So there's nothing more. We just, you know, playing with each other, just having fun. Like I said, I'm back to being a good sorry for cussing, but, you know, I'm just going to do my thing.
Swat, swat! T. Will on the text board talking about Wayne. He says, Wayne, caller of the week.
I'm out with T. Will.
I love T. Will.
T. Will's dead to me.
Why?
Call me a nitwit on Twitter.
He did?
Yeah. No, I was dropping the hello drops to that caller. He dead me, too.
Nah.
He's on probation.
Are you ready? Here you go. This is, I promise you, legs on the text board. The genius of Tim Legler. This game is the blueprint. One, Ben aggressive the entire time. Two, Embiid committed to being dominant in the paint. Three, limit the number of early threes they take. 27 is a great number. Could even be 25 or less. The ones they took were of the inside-out variety and were good looks. Four, hound guys defensively. And then he said, loved it, but Joel is a long way from being trustworthy. That will be sustained. I think sheer brilliance from legs on the text board.
Yeah, I like the last part with Embiid. Like, for the people that keep on saying, let me see them do it on the road, let me see them do it on the road, I get that. I got to see Embiid do it more often. Now, I know what's there when he wants to do it. Right? It's whenever he wants to play is when we see this sheer dominance out of Joel Embiid. It's when he wants to play. And he wanted to play last night because of what happened on Twitter, Instagram the night before. He knows he has the people's attention. People wanted to see what he would come out with yesterday. And he played well. Do it again after the break and during the stretch run.
Yes. Now, they got some big games coming up.
Huge.
At Milwaukee. I believe that's on February 22nd. That's a big game. Then you got the West Coast trip, Clippers and Lakers coming up, end of Feb, early March. I believe I will be out there for that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, 22nd for the Milwaukee Bucks game.
That's a Saturday.
8:30 tip.
8:30 tip Saturday.
Couple game before that, Brooklyn hosting Brooklyn TNT game Thursday.
Yeah, but the Bucks game is big, and then we go
and
West Coast.
And that's ABC Saturday.
Right, you know, the Bucks game's ABC. Yep.
Yeah, so, a couple big. Yeah, another ABC. The Clippers game on that West Coast trip. The Warriors game. You're at Golden State. That's an ABC game. A couple nationally televised games still to go for the Sixers.
Now the Warriors game got flexed.
Oh, did it? Okay. Yeah. ESPN still has them. ABC.
Yeah, Warriors game got flexed. We got, but what is it? The Clippers game's on ABC?
Clippers on ABC, Pistons, ESPN.
The Lakers game's got to be on something, no?
TNT.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Lakers, or the Clippers game, 3:30. I love
that. That's a great game, man.
I love the 3:30 start.
That's a great game.
I really do. Get to the bar a little earlier on a Saturday. That's nice.
I'm gonna be out there for that.
You enjoy yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna do a little West Coast action. That's a good time. That's a good piece of the story. Being out there for that trip.
And then you have that stretch, and I read through it last week when we were talking about, can they go on the stretch run where they win close to 10 games in a row? They have an opportunity after that Clippers Lakers. Two games in L.A., you go at Sacramento, winnable game. But again, you can't play down to your opponent, which they have done all season long, and they've also struggled on the road all season long. But you go at Sacramento, at Golden State.
How's that week go? It's Sunday, Clippers, Tuesday, Lakers?
Sunday, Clippers. Oh, yeah, it's not Saturday. Sorry. Sunday, Clippers, Tuesday, Lakers, Thursday, the Kings, Saturday at Golden State. Then you're off for 4 days when you come back home and you face the Pistons. So now you have a four-game home stretch. You got Pistons, Pacers, Wizards, Raptors.
Good.
Right. And you're at home for that Pacers game. You're at home for that Raptors game. These are games where we always talk about the revenge factor. Like the Bucks had the revenge factor last week. The Sixers have the revenge factor for those two teams. If you want to show us that you're ready to play, built for 16, you got to win those games. And you're at home for that. And then you're at Charlotte. That should be a win. You're hosting the Hawks. That should be a win. At Minnesota should be a win. At Chicago should be a win. Then you're hosting the Suns. I know Devin Booker can put up 40. That should be a win. And then it gets difficult. Then you got Trailblazers in Houston. But that 10-game stretch, I mean, that's an 8-2. Right? No worse than 8-2.
Agreed. Agreed.
Especially if you want to climb up in the standings.
That's an 8-2 piece. That's an 8-2 piece.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
If you want to stay fifth seed, then okay, go 6-4.
No, that's an 8-2 piece. I agree with you. Let me get your opinion on this one. Nick Young tweet.
I saw this.
You see this tweet?
Yes.
T. Will sends it over. Thank you, T. Will.
Yeah, thanks, T.
They always try, this is from Swaggy P. They always trying to break up a good team like the Sixers. That's how it starts. The media turned the two stars against each other.
I love it. I love the audience.
I don't think it's the media's fault, my man, Swaggy.
I love this media thing. You're trying to drive players out of town.
No, I don't think it's the media's fault.
Come on
now.
Maybe their own fault.
Well, not Ben's fault.
Maybe one person's fault.
Come on. Because the media didn't tell him to do that. Listen, all's good with him, with the big guy. Just play ball. That's it. But now I need you to be focused. All right. Last night he was supremely focused. He was efficient, focused. That's how they all played. Now he's got to be that way. Now, am I? I'm not asking for that kind of level every night. Although I did love that block.
Oh, I was just about to bring that up.
That block was outrageous.
And that was after the little tussle, too.
It was. Marcus, by the way.
I love Marcus Morris.
So do I, you know.
I kind of feared for Embiid's life.
Yeah, so did I. So you know, my niece, Domenica, she says, this is a great line. She goes, Embiid is a kid with that tough act. Morris would destroy him.
Yes, she's right. Offense to Joe.
Right.
But Marcus Morris, he'd mess you up.
He messed a lot of people up, so, yeah. I agree. Oh, it's great. Tasty cake, Dom! Tasty cake!
Yeah, but Ben would take care of Marcus Morris.
You know what? Ben's got that Aussie tough. That'd be a good fight.
So, on legs, great take, Ant. I got a 5 and a 6 for you. 5 that we could take on the road. 5, those six turnovers, they'll travel on the road.
Wow. I like it.
And secondly, because I bend your ear about this every freaking time, when the Sixers have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go, they'll come down and chuck a 3-pointer up with 17 seconds left on a shot clock. And that makes me crazy. That didn't happen last night, Ant.
No, it did not.
Good shot.
No, it did not. That's right.
When it got under 10, they worked for a good shot. Great job, Brett. Thank you. That's how you coach a game.
Yes, yes.
So that stuff is what I saw that was different that we could take on the road.
I like that. I like that a lot. I particularly like the... Not the way they approached the last 4 minutes. I agree. It was like an Eagles game where you're playing 4 minute offense and you're smart with the basketball. You're not taking a bad shot early in the clock. I agree with that.
So I'm excited about. So there's 27 games left, right, Ant? You think they could go 22-5? Is that too much?
No, I mean I think it's possible. 21-6, you know, you're around there. I think if you at least go get to 20 wins over that period, the rest is, you know, kind of gravy type thing. I think 20 wins should get you to the at least the 4 seed, if not the 3 seed.
Right, because Boston lost. I don't worry about the wins. My dad taught me this. I always look at the losses. The Sixers have 4 more losses than the Celtics, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's what we look. So in 27 games, they have to overcome 4 losses.
Right. Which I think you could.
Man, I hope so. And last thing, you and Andrew are killing. Your shows are so good. It's because you said about how the time goes by. I have so much fun working, listening to you guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Dommy. We appreciate that. No, it's fun. We're saying the same thing. How we just having so much fun. And then we appreciate it. It all comes from you guys giving us a call. So thank you. So what, 20, if they get to 20, it's 54 wins. They get 21, 55 wins. 55 wins. Can they get to the 3 seed with 55 wins? Celtics are 37-15-16.
I have to see what the Celtics schedule. Unfortunately, you don't get to play them again.
I know. I kind of like it, though. I think they got a real shot at that. All right, let's do this. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Cuz Radio with the Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Valentine's Day is almost here. We're, what, 2 days away? Did you get your gift yet? You probably should. You should hurry up. You got to get a gift that your girlfriend or wife, she'll be proud to wear. My advice, go to Family & Company Jewelers. They have a great selection of gifts at every price point, whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant. Jewelry from Family & Company will definitely make her smile. Trust me, the wife is very happy right now. And you don't have to worry about pushy salespeople either. Every person at Family & Company Jewelers is helpful and friendly. They help me pick out an engagement ring. They help me pick out a wedding band. before she even said yes when I dropped down on one knee. Don't wait until the last minute to get your wife or girlfriend a Valentine's Day gift. You have to go see the owner, Angelo, and his team. They're awesome. Make it a beautiful and thoughtful gift that she deserves. Just visit them at familyjewelers.com or at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and tell them that I sent you. Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Earlier today with Anthony Gargano.
All the Ben haters today. Yeah, that dude against good team. Yeah, shot. He had a great game last night, and he played incredible. His defense was sick. Paul George was getting frustrated all night. He played elite defense. That was a game of games. That is something that portends to the future. And if you can't give it up, I don't want to hear about a bleeping jump shot. All right? I don't want to hear it. It was a good win, and it was well coached. It was, the rhythm was there. It was clean basketball. Like, that was a great basketball game.
That show recap was brought to you by Deaton Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you gotta visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Hey, Tyrone. See, Tyrone and we just spent the whole break. I can't wait for him to come in, because we love it. We'll talk about this. So we were texting last night, because we have this, and we share a love, you know, for the game and for the team. And, you know, he gets me going, too, because he gets me pumped up. And it's funny, because we were talking about Simmons. And could you imagine, and Tyrone's so right, could you imagine? Because I was talking about how great his defense was. So Tyrone said he guarded Kawhi 65 possessions. All right? And did you see, Ty, did you see Kawhi trying to extend that forearm? Right? Trying to get some space? Even the one time Ben caught him. Goes, yo, dude, that's an offensive foul to the ref. But imagine, and this is why I get frustrated with people that don't appreciate this. And bring up the jump shot. He played Kawhi Leonard, one of the best players in the game, if not the best player in the game, 65 possessions, and got a triple-double on the other side. Triple-double. And plays 43 minutes. Like, that's outrageous. Like, listen, this has nothing to do with AI, because we love AI. But AI gets glorified, right? About being a warrior and playing all the time, playing all the games. He only played one side of the floor. This kid's playing both sides.
43 minutes he played last night.
That's AI type of numbers. And he does it at 6'10". That's my point. You got to get all the haters. That's why I went on that little rant, because you got to give it up to this kid and realize. And Ty said something that I am 100% on board. I probably said it too at some point during my Ben love. If he does develop a jump shot, one, not even, you know, he got to be Steph, right? If he just develops one little go-to move, one little go-to 12, 15 footer, he's the best player in the league.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
In the league. The rest of the league don't even want to look at it if he does that. And he's in the middle of his third year playing.
He had a nice looking jump shot yesterday from the elbow. I think Marcus Morris was guarding him. He backed up a little bit, hit it.
Yeah.
It was right. I mean, he took the shot because the shot clock was expiring. Still,
but that's the point. That's the point, Shunas.
A couple more of those, he could build some confidence.
I mean, how in the world do you want to go away from this kid? Come on.
You know what, it drove me insane again yesterday. I think it was a Bleacher Report posted a video of Ben during shoot around yesterday, drilling 8 straight threes from the corner. And it's the same thing. We've talked about this a few times.
I'm tired of Bleacher Report.
Yeah, no, I know.
Every other freaking website.
You just go. Do one of those
opinions.
Do one during a game. That's all. Just do one during the game.
Enough. I can't stop. See, you're being guilty. You're guilty, Tunis, of the same thing. The Tommy Roz syndrome.
No, I'm not Tommy Roz.
He's a disease, Tommy Roz.
I'd take offense to that.
That's a disease.
I'd take offense to that.
That's the coronavirus. Tommy Roz. I don't make light of that. He's the Tommy Roz.
I get that.
But
I see the smooth jump shot, and I'm like, just implement that, and like what you just said, he'll be the best player in the league.
Okay, just let him play.
I'm not sitting here pounding my fist.
All right. Don't be guilty of that.
Listen.
George in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Georgie!
Yo, my man, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Georgie boy?
I miss you, man. How you been?
I miss you, too. You all right? You working like a nut or what?
Yeah, man. It's crazy out here. But listen, I had to call you. I called him on my Eagles takes. I'm calling you today to say that this Sixers team was a sleeping lion. They had hyenas lurking. Ben can't shoot. Joel's a troll. They can't play in the third quarter. And last night, that lion woke up. That lion was roaring last night, that entire game, and Ben led the charge. This team is so much better.
He was a Lion King last night.
Oh, it was awesome. Ben is out of control last night, cuz.
Georgie, he was so dominant. And as a defender, right? I mean, that's a great basketball game. Great basketball game.
And listen, it came within 5. It came within 6. It was tied in half, and they had an answer every single time. I looked at that game. I was alone at the bar with my girlfriend watching the game, and I said, this is why this team is built for 16. They can show up and compete and beat anybody. And, yes, the rhetoric is out there that Joel only plays when he wants to. Let me tell you this. In the playoffs, he's going to want to play. Ben Simmons is going to be dominant and assert himself the way he did last night. I believe, cuz I believe.
Let me hear you say that again.
And then
let me hear you ask Andrew for the song, George.
Andrew, play the song, Andrew.
There it is, brother.
I love it, son. 10-9-8.
10-9-8, my man.
I love you, son.
You're the greatest, Georgie. Thank you, buddy. All right. How are we doing on the poll? Any movement in the right direction for the poll? Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new training, heating, and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcairns.com today.
There's some movement. The question, what did last night's win for the Sixers do for your confidence with the team as they head into the All-Star break? Do it on the road actually did drop a little bit. It's at 61% of the vote, but those 2% that it dropped went to the just one game crowd, which is 17% of the vote, and then back to feeling great, just 22%.
Bunch of miserables. My God.
Seriously.
Tyrone, miserables.
78% miserable. He feels great, Ty tells us.
I mean, I don't know why we don't feel great.
I woke up this morning, felt great.
Like, that was a legit win from every angle.
I was humming the song, like, brushing my teeth this morning.
I know it wasn't on the road. All right, but you see that they're different. Different starting lineup. You got different bench players. Like, you see, like, I watched last night, I see the playoffs. Like, I see a window to April. I'm looking out of the window, and I'm seeing April showers, right? And I'm seeing May flowers. Then I'm seeing, you know, June, all right? That's what I'm seeing out the window. It's 1 o'clock. Listening to 97.5 The Fact, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.